This is Consonants on Parade, Lesson 1.
Your mission, which you have accepted, is to learn and practice the skills you will need to read words with the letter B in them.
Let's look for the letter B in a crowd. Turn to page 1. There are 6 rows of boxes and a letter in each box. Some of these letters are B's. Some are not. Your task is to circle each letter that is a correctly made B. The letter B may be a capital or a lowercase letter, but it must be made correctly. If it is not, do not circle it. Remember, circle only the B's that are made correctly. Do the top row with me. Look at box 1. Is the B made correctly? I hope you decided the letter is not made correctly. The letter B is backwards, so do not circle the letter in box 1. Now look at box 2. Is that B made correctly? Yes, it is, so you should circle it. How about the B in box 3? Yes, it is correct. Circle the B in box 3. Box 4? It is correct. It should be circled. Box 5? That B is correct, too. How about box 6? The letter in box 6 is not a B. The hump is on the wrong side, so do not circle the letter in that box. When you hear the tone, stop the player and finish the other rows by yourself. When you're finished, turn the player on again. Now, let's check your work. Since we did the first row together, your answers for boxes 1 through 6 are all correct. Now, look at box 7 at the beginning of the second row. The B in box 7 is correct. You should have circled it. In box 8, the B is not correct. You should not have circled the letter in box 8. The lowercase letter B in box 9 is correct. And the capital B in box 10 is also correct. They should be circled. The letter in box 11 is not a B. It should not be circled. In box 12, the B should be circled. In the third row, the B's in boxes 13 and 14 should be circled. The letters in boxes 15 and 16 should not have been circled. The letters in boxes 17 and 18 should be circled. The fourth row now. Boxes 19 and 20 circled. Boxes 21 and 22 not circled. Boxes 23 and 24, circled. Next, the fifth row. Box 25, circled. Box 26, not circled. Boxes 27 and 28, circled. Box 29, not circled. Box 30, circled. And the last row. Box 31, not circled. Box 32, circled. Box 33, circled. Box 34, circled. Box 35, circled. And box 36, not circled.
Here are further instructions on your mission. There is a secret message hidden in the boxes. To decode this message, color all the boxes which contain incorrect letter B's. When you hear the tone, stop the player and color just the boxes which have incorrect letter B's in them.
Do you see a big X at the top of the page? X marks the spot where you learn to recognize the letter B. That big X tells you that you have an excellent reading skill. But even if you made some mistakes, don't be discouraged. People sometimes make mistakes because they work too fast. Take your time as you do the rest of the work in this lesson. Remember, you can stop the player whenever you need more time to think about an answer. Now that you've practiced recognizing the letter B when you see it, let's practice listening for the sound of B. B has only one sound, and you can hear that sound many times in the tongue twister printed on the lower part of page one. Follow along as I read it to you. Betty Bender bought big bags of bitter butter for Billy Bundy. Now, try it yourself softly with me. Betty Bender bought big bags of bitter butter for Billy Bundy. Most of the words in the tongue twister begin with the letter B. To make the sound of B, you must start by putting your lips together. Softly say each word of the tongue twister after me, and you'll see what I mean. Betty Bender bought big bags of bitter butter for Billy Bundy. Try to say the tongue twister with your lips apart. It can't be done, can it? Now go to page two to find out how well you recognize the sound of B when you hear it. Some of the things pictured on page two have names that begin with the sound of B. Others do not. I'll name each object. If you think the name begins with the sound of B, circle the number of the object's picture with your pencil. Listen now as I name the pictures. Remember, circle only the numbers of the pictures whose names begin with the sound of B. Number one, pumpkin. Two, cat. Three, knife. Four, button. Number five, bird. Six, book. Seven, pig. Eight is an apple. Nine, bike. 10, dog. Number 11, ball. 12, fork. 13, pear. 14, banana. And number 15, chair. Now, let's see how well you've done. If you have any mistakes, correct your work as we go along. If you need extra time to correct an answer, stop the player. Numbers 1, 2, and 3 should not be circled. 4, 5, and 6 should all be circled. 7 and 8 should not be circled. Number 9, should be circled. You should not have circled 10. Eleven should be circled. 12 and 13 should not be circled. Number 14 should be circled. And number 15 should not be circled. Now you're ready for the shapes puzzle at the bottom of the page. To solve this puzzle, you'll have to color in some of the shapes with your crayon. The shapes you'll color are the ones whose numbers are circled in the exercise at the top of the page. Let's try a few together. Look at the top of the page. The numbers for shapes 1, 2, and 3 are not circled there, so you should not color shapes 1, 2, and 3 in the puzzle. Now look at number 4 in the second row at the top of the page. Number 4 is circled, so you should color in shape 4 in the puzzle. Do that now. Now do the rest by yourself. Remember, if a number was circled in the exercise, then color the shape that has the same number. If your puzzle shows a large capital B, you were right. Ready for another listening game? Turn to page 3. On this page, you'll be listening for the sound of B and trying to tell where it is in the word. At the beginning, in the middle, or at the end. Look at the picture of the tub at the top of the page. Below the picture, in number 1, the blanks show that the word has 3 letters. Say the word tub to yourself. Where do you hear the sound of B? At the beginning, in the middle, or at the end? If you think tub starts with the sound of B, shade in the circle at the end of line 1, because the letter B is on the first blank in that line. If you think tub has B in the middle, shade in the circle for line 2. If you hear the sound of B at the end of tub, shade in the circle for line 3. Shade in the correct circle now. Did you shade in the circle at the end of line 3? I hope so. Tub ends with the sound of B, so you should have shaded in the last circle. Now let's finish the page. Listen as I name each picture and decide whether the sound of B is at the beginning, the middle, or the end of that word. Then find the line that shows where the sound of B is in the word and shade in the circle next to that line. If you need more time to think about a word, stop the player until you're ready to go on to the next one. Ready to start? Now find the picture of the table. Shade in the circle to show whether you hear the b sound at the beginning, middle, or end of table. In the next row, find the picture of the cabbage. Shade the correct circle for cabbage. Bed is next. Shade in the circle to show where you hear the sound of B in the word bed. Next, bear. Shade in the circle for bear. Next picture, club. Where do you hear the b sound in club? Shade the circle. Next row, beetle. Shade the circle for beetle. And the last one, basket. Shade in the circle for basket. Now let's check your work. I'll name each picture and read the correct answer. For tub, you had already shaded in circle number 3. Next, table, 2. Cabbage, 2. Bed, you should have shaded the circle for number 1. Bear, 1. Next, club, you should have shaded circle 3. Beetle, 1. And the last word, basket, 1.
This completes your instructions for the mission. Remember your task, to recognize the letter B at all times. This tape will not self-destruct, since it is needed to train other agents in recognizing the letter B. Goodbye for now.